This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, back here on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Here on WWL, along with Jimmy Smith, publisher, TigerDetails.com. I'm Christian Garrick. We are at Drago's Seafood Restaurant at College Drive and I-10. Just got done talking to Tommy Satanovich. He walks away. A couple minutes later, presented to us are three alligator tacos in a soft shell. And I haven't eaten mine yet, but you ate yours. And the first bite, when you took the first bite and kind of savored the taste, the noise you made was something like, whoa.
Yeah.
So if they're that good, they must be good.
Yeah. It's the same noise I make when I get out of my recliner, by the way, when the blood rushes to my head.
Yeah.
It's an age thing, but I'm going to tell you, not many places have tender alligator meat, right? And you could tell they beat the heck out of this meat here, and it's tender, and, man, that's a good dish.
It's
and
covered.
I'm going to tell you now.
The sauce. Can you describe the sauce?
It almost tasted like a sushi sauce, I mean, to be honest. It was a little different of a sauce. Didn't expect it, but it was very good. And this taco of yours is very close to me right now.
you might go ahead and just take it from me?
I have a feeling you might pass on it because I've seen you eat these oysters already.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're that might be mine, brother.
Jimmy's going to steal my taco.
That thing was good.
Marshall and Notre Dame right now, 8th-ranked Notre Dame, 15-12, the Fighting Irish lead over the Thundering Herd. Tennessee on top of Pittsburgh, 21-17, and I hope they hang on to that lead because in our Sports Talk Pick 6 segment where we pick three college games and three NFL games, me, Bobby, and Charlie Long, our producer, I picked Tennessee reluctantly, even though – Pittsburgh, they were favored over Pittsburgh, who's higher ranked. So
did Bobby and Charlie pick Pitt?
I can't remember.
Did you see this as an opportunity to get a leg up?
I think it was because I reluctantly went. And look, we're not have anything on the line. It's just a pick six segment, and it's kind of bragging rights. And if you've ever, it's easy to pick straight up.
Yeah,
but. If you ever – it changes the game when you start dealing with points and over and unders and stuff like that. That's a total game changer because the team might win but not cover, and therefore you're wrong.
And that's the advantage Vegas has, right?
That's right.
That's the advantage they have, and that's what makes it so interesting. I'm not a big gambling guy. I just don't like giving my money up, right? But at the same time, I joined that special. What's the
– on FanDuel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where they match the money or
whatever.
Yeah. Man, I made one deposit and it ended up cashing out like
there
three or four times. So
there you go.
Maybe I got a future in this gambling thing, Christian.
Jimmy, App State is doing App State things. They're tied at halftime against Texas A&M, the 6th-ranked team in the country.
That is upset university. I mean, going back, what was that,
Michigan.
15, 20 years ago they beat Michigan?
More than a decade ago.
Yeah, more than a decade ago. I mean, this is what they're known for.
Yeah, 7-7 at halftime. Georgia all over Samford in the second quarter, 23-0. Given by what you saw, what we saw with Alabama today, surviving a win over Texas 20-19, you got to think Georgia's going to number one.
They have to. After dismantling Oregon last week the way they did, what was that game, 48-3 or something absurd like that? And, I mean, there were more questions coming into the season for Georgia than Alabama in a lot of people's eyes. I think Georgia's answered those questions while we're still walking away from this Alabama game wondering, how's this going to look in SEC play? You know, I mean, they have a pretty tough schedule ahead of them. Just from the little that we've seen this year, and we're not seeing the best of any program yet this early in the season, Georgia looks like the better team to me. They just do.
They look like the number one team in the country. Washington State on the road against 19th-ranked Wisconsin. Wisconsin leading the Cougars 14-7. Clemson on top of Furman. That's in the just about to go to halftime, 28-9. I think Clemson, Jimmy, might be a tick better than people thought they were going to be.
Yeah, I mean, that's a team. I forget who it was. Before the season started, I had somebody telling me, you know, Clemson again, oh, they're just ranked because they're Clemson. But man, do not count out Dabo Sweeney at this point. This guy knows how to win and build a winning program. They haven't recruited the same as they have in years past. You haven't seen exactly the same product on the field once Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence were gone. That's still a fully capable program, and it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, the ACC is not the strongest conference in the world either, so wouldn't surprise me one bit to see another 11-1, 12-0 Clemson team fighting for the playoff berth.
Michigan right now, University of Michigan with Jim Harbaugh, fourth-ranked team in the country. They're taking on Hawaii. Hawaii came to the Big House. Is Michigan finally where you thought they might be under Jim Harbaugh?
I hope, as a college football fan, because I feel like when you have the Michigans, the USCs playing at the highest level, it's just good for the game.
Sure.
Right? I think it took time for Harbaugh to recruit the modern athlete that's winning in today's college football games. When he, up until recently, watching his teams, it felt like the old school Big Ten type teams. Slow, unathletic. And when they matched up against Ohio State and some of these teams that had the speed, I mean, they just got blown, you know, ran away from on the field. So I think he's starting to adapt a bit, starting to get a few more of those athletes along with the physical big guys in the trenches and so on. So I feel like they could be turning the corner, but I also feel like this is also the way for the guys that do the rankings to prop up conferences like they do every year. So now Michigan's number four, so whoever wins the Michigan-Ohio State game ends up, you know, almost cemented in the top five. And I just feel like, I mean, are they the fourth best team in the country? I doubt it.
At season's end, you're probably going to see Clemson sneak their way into the top four.
I think you'll see that. I'm not sure if there's anyone in the ACC that could knock them off, that's for sure. I don't think that Florida State team we saw where LSU did everything wrong possible for four quarters and still almost pushed that game into overtime. I don't think that team is going to knock off Clemson. I don't think Miami's there yet. I saw Miami was struggling early on in their contest today against Southern Miss. So I think it's Clemson and then everyone else in that conference.
LSU and Southern tonight at 6:30. How about Southern 86-0 last week over Florida Memorial, which, as Bobby said, it sounds like a funeral home.
Yeah.
But I looked at the box score, Jimmy. It was 42-0 after the first quarter.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now.
And I don't recall going to a box score and seeing 42 points in the first quarter. Maybe a half, but not in the first quarter. The game was over.
That's insane. And it's funny, Bobby called him that. Our columnist, Ron Higgins, who we had on a little while ago, referred to him as a mortuary university himself, and he called him the Fighting Coffins. The Fighting Coffins. But, yeah, just looking at this box score, another thing that stands out to me, Southern only threw for 215 yards and has 86 points. Usually you would attribute they must have torched them in the air.
What'd they end up on the ground?
Just under 400. I'm looking at 397.
Wow.
397. And, man, how about this? The starting quarterback for Florida Memorial, 21 pass attempts, 26 yards. 1.2 yards per attempt. That's just unbelievable.
And, look, this is why you don't feel bad, because in all likelihood, if everything goes to plan for LSU, they're going to be on the opposite end. Southern will on a lopsided game. Mm-hmm. But they get their fair share as well. They get to beat up on some folks also. Plus, you're getting, what, an $800,000 payday tonight if you're Southern?
Yeah, and you saw at Florida State. I mean, they played Duquesne in week one, right?
Yeah.
And which was a good warm-up for them. I think moving forward, whoever does the scheduling for LSU, stop scheduling an opponent that plays a week before your opening game. That's a big advantage for your opponent. Use some common sense. Stop scheduling those games.
Yeah, they've gone from week one to now week zero, then week one, then week two. He's Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com. I'm Christian Garrick. This is the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show here on WWL, live from Drago Seafood Restaurant, College Drive and I-10. This is WWL. Back here on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, Jimmy Smith, Christian Garrick here, live from Drago's Seafood Restaurant, College Drive and I-10. You know the hotel kind of corridor. That's where you want to look for Drago's, right around the Chili's across the street.
That I accidentally walked into earlier and then looked at the table, saw mozzarella sticks and boneless wings and said, this is not Drago's.
No. Before we push out of here, I want to take a couple seconds to just thank the great staff here at Drago's, Tommy Stanovich and his staff, and the general manager, Scott. They did such a great job and will continue to do such a great job of taking care of us while we're here. And, man, the oysters were fantastic. The alligator tacos were unbelievable. Do yourself a favor. If you're coming to the game next week against Mississippi State, come to Drago's, get some oysters, and get these alligator tacos. Do your taste buds will not be disappointed. In fact, if you don't, your taste buds might revolt against you because they can hear me talk about them. And if you don't get them, they're going to be upset with you. But, man, we want to thank the great staff here at Drago's. Just awesome
hospitality. Thank you, Andrea, for this great lemonade again.
Yeah, all on top of it. And, look, this has just been awesome.
Herb, if you're listening, you don't need to come next week, buddy. I'll fill in for you. Don't worry about it. Maybe Mississippi State might want you there next week for the game to, you know, just I got you covered, brother.
As we push out of here, I also want to thank Luke Augusta, our on-site engineer, and David Potter back at Master Control, along with our executive producer and operations manager, Diane Newman. And we'll be back again next week. This is our home for LSU home games. So come on out and tailgate with us next week as well. And as Jimmy is just scarfing down the lemonade, you're a lemonade junkie like me.
That is so good. I'm picky about my lemonades. Jimmy, can tell that's fresh lemonade.
Here we are. I'm not going to ask you for a prediction because I think it would be a little bit trite to do so considering right. LSU's playing Southern. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Ron earlier. Give me two or three things you want to see from Brian Kelly's football team that makes you go, okay, all right, I see improvement and I see where it's going.
I want to see, from a coaching standpoint, the coordinators have their opponent on their heels. Last week it looked like the Florida State offense had the defense on the heels for most of the contest, and the Florida State defense had the, I mean, just back and forth, it seemed like FSU was just a step ahead of the LSU coordinator. So I want to see from the LSU coordinators this week, do you have a game plan schematically that attacks some weaknesses you see on film in Southern? Do you make quick adjustments? Because it seemed like it took forever for them to make adjustments last week. Florida State bringing pressure. And how long is it going to take? How many times your quarterback have to get hit before you keep a running back in to chip out on the edge and things like that? I also want to see, can you get a push with the offensive line? I mean,
you better be able to.
This is one of the smaller defensive lines you're going to face all year. You have a big physical advantage here. Are you going to be able to change the line of scrimmage with your offensive line? And on the other end, with your defensive line, minus Mason Smith, who I think might be the team's best player. Those are two things I really want to see. And then special teams. I mean, can you at least look like a college special teams group? I mean, that – what they put on the field last week in special teams, that's about as bad as it gets.
It was embarrassing.
You said four errors. That's something you might see maybe in an entire season. We saw it in one game.
Yeah, inexcusable on that part. For me, Jimmy, just show me that Jaden Daniels has some support, a supporting cast. And he should, in Kayshon Boutte, who looked disinterested last week. He just did. But my point is somebody else has to emerge as a guy – that can help produce points and make big plays, aside from even Kayshon Boutte. And Malik Nabers, I understand him too. But there's got to be a running back here that has to show up soon. Because Jaden Daniels, 93% of your offense, that's not going to work. That's not going to last. You start getting into SEC play next week when the bigger boys start playing and they start taking their shots at Jaden Daniels, man, he won't last. He just won't.
Yeah, he doesn't have the frame and makeup to be toting the rock 15 times a game.
If that were Tim Tebow, different.
Yeah, but Tim Tebow's going to hurt you more than you're going to hurt him.
Like yeah.
Cam Newton.
Right, yeah.
Some of these guys. Jane Daniels is built like Justin Jefferson. I mean, and I'm not knocking him. He's just not built to run the ball, you know, routinely. In
now,
the
when
SEC.
He does run it, though, it's a, oh, it's a pretty sight.
Oh, there's no doubt.
He's electric.
He's a deer, man. Smooth as can be. Has a gear on him. All that stuff. But you can't have him carry the ball that amount of times throughout a season. If Jaden Daniels is running the ball the way he had to in week one, taking the shots he took in week one, if he's doing that throughout the year, you have no choice but to see Garrett Nussmeier. He will not finish the season.
Yeah, Garrett will get a lot of playing time. And look, Garrett's game is not all that different. He's not a statue. He can run, too.
Yeah, he likes to move around the pocket.
And,
yeah.
You know, it's just that's just what I want to see. I want to see this offense kind of have an start to establish a little bit of an identity. They had no identity last week, just zero. All right, that's a wrap here. Again, Drago's Seafood Restaurant. We'll be back next week. College Drive and I-10. Up next, it's the official pregame show for the LSU Fighting Tigers, and Chris Blair will have you covered with kickoff at 6:30. Jimmy, thanks again for filling in for Herb.
Absolutely. I'll do it again next week.
All right, this is the wrap on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. I'm Christian Garrick. Semper Fi. I'm out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.